Hi, everybody. Susie O here. I want all of you to go to myalliant.com. That's myalliant.com. And I want you to take the Stay Smart quiz. Are you smart with your money? Are there other things you need to be doing with it? Five simple questions that will let you know, are you smart or do you need to make a move? And what is that move to stay smart? Go on, check it out right after this podcast at myalliant.com. December 25th.
Christmas.
2022,
baby.
Well, here we go.
Today's a really fun day. Susie has some surprises for everyone.
Tell everybody,
some gifts,
Katie,
for everyone.
Tell everybody.
We have surprises. So a couple weeks ago, we were fishing, and you know it's Wahoo season, and we're out there, and we're catching, and we're having fun. And all of a sudden, we run into one of our very good friends, another fisherman. We're fisherwomen, another island fisherman. And I said, hey, come on in and have fun with Susie in her studio. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, we've never had a guest in her studio. She doesn't let anyone in the island studio. Come on in and let's have fun. Let's talk fishing. There you go.
And so what you need to know is that so a few weeks ago, he came in, he sat down with us, and I have to say, KT, he probably loves fishing more than anything else he does.
Who's that?
You think that's true?
Yeah, kind of.
Today we have a really, really special day for all of you. You know we don't have guests at all on the Women and Money podcast.
Never.
No. But today,
I'm a listener, and I know.
Yeah.
I'm the first guest.
Pretty much in person here. We have Mr.
Jimmy Buffett. We got JB in the house.
In the house.
No, we should say we got JB on the island.
Yeah. And
he sailed by a couple days ago. And I said, Susie, look at that. We got a real catcherman. Let's catch that boy and bring him in our studio and have some fun.
Yeah, but that net, when you got me in the net, it hurt. I mean, and y'all could have been a little gentler when you dragged me ashore.
And we're going to have to get a picture of the three of us here because they're not going to believe it's really you know.
No, they won't.
They won't believe you.
No.
You know, they're always like, Susie, is that real? You know, when I put a picture the other day up of the Wahoo,
Somebody
says, hey, Wahoo, that's a barracuda. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
No, we can't. And the thing of it is, I'm the lucky guy because you brought me fish.
Oh, yeah.
Not only fish, but Wahoo done so well.
I want to know how
you got that seared on the outside like that and so melt in your mouth on the inside.
And the secret was ginger. Did you taste the ginger I shredded on top? Wasn't that delicious?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
But then the key lime pie, come on.
Homemade key lime.
KT loves to cook for JB.
He cooks for him a lot.
He had banana bread for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I mean, y'all are just down the street. And so I got to go back and do a little work now. I love you working out of your house because I do that too.
Right. So the other day I'm sitting in our loggia and I'm on my little iPhone. Who knows what I was doing? And I look up and there's this thing in front of me with this like black helmet with this little camera coming out of the head, and all you can see is this, and he's looking over at me. I'm going, who the heck is that? It was JB. Then of course he just jumps over the gate.
Jimmy jumped up a 5-foot wall. All right, he jumped off his paddleboard, jumped on the wall, came running over, said, hey Susie, what's up?
But here's the thing, everybody. You're always wanting to know, why would I have left the Susie Orman Show, everything I was doing, close it all down a few years ago to come to this little island to learn how to fish.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah,
right? Yes.
Isn't it the best?
And since none of you really have understood that, I thought, I know we're going to ask JB here what he loves so much about fishing. And maybe you'll believe him and when you hear it from him.
Well, it all started out as a child of the Gulf Coast. I grew up along the Gulf Coast in Mobile and Fairhope, Alabama. And mm-hmm. so I was raised on that body of water. So I fished with my dad from being a kid. It was just part of what I did. But it was, you know, that was kind of just drop fishing for croakers and sheepheads, but I was always fishing with him. And as I got older, I ran into, when I got to Key West, what got me into it was fly fishing seemed very interesting and difficult. This kind of, it was something that you just couldn't go out there and do. And it kind of appealed to me to try to do it. And I knew people that work, you know, my brother-in-law is a prime example, somebody who's a really classic fly fishing guy. And what I liked about it is you're walking on the water, basically, when mm-hmm. you're in the flats. It kind of sounds, you know, like you're, it's not Nazareth, it's not the Sea of Nazareth, but it could have been flats, you know. That walking on water could have had
yeah, I got that.
You know, we know there's low tide. But it's the fact of it was, it's so still out there, and you get on the flats and you're kind of into that, and you feel really kind of attached to everything when you're on by yourself, walking, and you're basically walking on the water and you're fishing. That really appealed to me. But I love to get on a boat and catch a tuna every now and then. We'll keep one and eat it, but most of them we start putting them back in, and it's just always been there. And getting over here and coming to this place, we'd always come through and clear here on our sailboats many years ago, and then it just was such a easy place to come to from Florida. And the Gulf Stream has always been, you know, from my Key West days, that piece of water, and being in the Bahamas has always, you know, I longed to get here a long time ago. So, and I just love the Bahamas and the sailed up and down and fished, and that's what I do when I'm
out
there
working.
Isn't
it the prettiest water in the world? You've been all around the world.
Yes, it is. And even here, I'd say the Exumas to me, those islands that we go to, because there's good fishing in those islands, but it's so beautiful there. Mm-hmm. The place that comes, two places come close. One of them would be off of Byron Bay, but that's way down. It's mm-hmm. lovely, but it's in Australia. The other are the San Blas Islands in Panama favorite. It's still, the Indians still have that, and they farm all of those islands in coconuts, and it's just, they're beautiful. Those are the three kind of prettiest pieces of water that I've been in.
All right. So I'm sure, KT, if I were to ask you, what's the one fishing experience that you'll never forget as long as you live, what would it be?
Salmon fishing?
No, for here in the Bahamas.
Oh, when we caught like 10 wahoo in one day.
In one day.
10 wahoo in a day.
In a day.
Right, and now, then she stopped because she did not want to overfish that fish.
No, and you fed the island. That's
yes,
what I'm going to know.
Did.
We all feed the island.
We fed the island. We genuinely feed this island, and they love it. Everyone loves it.
So I have a question for you two. So because we are such in wahoo land and so gifted, because a lot of people don't get to see or catch or eat those kind of fish. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite fish to eat?
I know mine.
What's yours?
You're going to both laugh. Susie won't remember. My favorite eating fish is a porgy.
I was going to say that. Of course,
Jimmy,
I remember.
Look, he doesn't believe me.
No,
I love porgies.
Because they're oily?
They're like butter. They're like butter. They're delicious. The way I cook a porgy, fabulous.
Tell everybody what a porgy is.
A porgy's not really big. It's maybe
big,
about 10
eyes.
Or 12 inches. It has a little blue dot like under its mouth. And that's how you, or by the first fin, that's how you know it's a porgy. Kind of a roundish, flat fish. But I love them. It takes forever to make a batch of them because you have to fillet like 20 of them.
Yeah.
But I also, we catch salmon. We go salmon fishing during the season in July.
Yeah.
In Alaska and BC, British Columbia. I also love my yellow eye, yellow tail. I love mutton snapper. Yeah, baby.
You like mahi?
I love mahi. Susie, like, that's your favorite, right?
Actually, here's the truth. Ready for this one?
I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
I don't like eating fish. Oh, I don't
what
do
is
I,
KT. What's wrong with you? Right? She likes catching, and she's not a big fish fan. I can have fish every day.
I didn't know this. Yeah. That's why we get all the fish to our house. Sushi, well, thank you very much for not eating my fish.
I'll eat it.
I bake it, but I fry it, I saute it.
It's not something, but I love
steam it.
Finding them.
Yeah.
I love catching them. Mm-hmm. I love sharing them with everybody.
And don't you think everybody who fishes that I know loves to cook too?
Yeah.
Most people just.
KT loves to cook.
Susie doesn't like to cook.
Well, you got a good cook here. Anyway,
I can grill. You know, Jimmy, yesterday when you were out, I think you were out on the paddleboard.
Yeah.
I went in and snorkeled with Colo up towards your beach.
Yeah.
Towards your house. And we caught two lobster. I said, that's enough. I'm going to go make some lunch. I'm going to boil them up, make a lobster roll, put a little butter on it. And yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I caught two lobster. Yeah. Delicious.
Not bad living down here, is it? No.
Never go hungry.
No, but my favorite fish before that was, I grew up on the coast. I loved flounder. And we would gig flounders in the bay. And that was always my favorite fish until I got a bite of a wahoo. And
it's good. Just,
you know, sashimi. People don't know what a wahoo is. Tell them what a wahoo
is.
Well,
it's in the same category as like cuda, and then also mackerel. But they're bigger and they're faster, as you all know.
And the meat is delicious.
It is.
Clean,
it really is.
White, firm, fabulous.
But really difficult to catch.
Yes.
Really. Mm-hmm. It's like when we say we caught one wahoo, we're so happy.
We keep a calendar every season of our wahoo.
Yeah.
And we photograph them and we look at which lure.
I wait for y'all to come in and we see every. I'm waiting for the photos, you know.
But here's what's so interesting about us and fishing. When we first started, we never even held a fishing pole. So for 2 years, Jimmy,
we
went right out here, like right here, not even through the cut because we were afraid go through this cut. You have to go through this place to get out into the ocean to catch wahoo. We didn't take our boat there, right? And we caught for 2 years lane snapper
and porgies.
And porgies and grunts.
And little grunts.
Most people
grits and grunts.
Oh my God, grunts are delicious.
It fed the Keys during the Depression.
Right, but everybody throws them back. And we would come in and we would be at the fillet station.
Yeah.
Filleting our little tiny fish that were maybe 5 inches, 6 inches long. And all these other men would come in, these fishermen.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
And with their big fish, like 4 feet long.
And Susie said, what is that?
I go, what is that? And they went, that's a wahoo. And we went, what's a wahoo? And how do you catch one? And they're telling us all about, you need this lure that's like 14 inches long with a weight, and you need this pole called a lingram pingram or whatever it is. And we're just looking at them like, what are they, nuts? And none of these men would take us out fishing.
Nobody with them to even watch.
Except one. And Guillermo. That was Guillermo Kirsch.
Yeah.
Right. Who said, you can come out with us, but you cannot touch anything.
And we did. And we watched, and Susie and I said, we can do this.
Right?
Right?
And you do.
Right? We did.
And then Guillermo said, I'll buy all the equipment for you. Obviously, we have to pay him for it. Right? And then you can try it. So we're out there, and we catch a fish. We're doing it. And we catch it. And now the two of us go into this big fight because I think it's a wahoo. She thinks it's a barracuda.
Because we had a fish on the other line, which is a mahi.
Mahi. All right. So, because we have a regular lineup.
Lines out.
And we come back here because we don't know even what a wahoo really looks like. Can you imagine? And we go to Ivan, who's been on this island now for at least 45 years.
Yeah.
And we go, Ivan, what is this? And he goes, girls, you caught yourself a wahoo. And that was
that was it.
But what's interesting is from that day when the men were like laughing at us, kind of, to this day, now when we go out, they want to know, where were we? What did we catch? What are the girls doing? Where did the girls go? We've turned it all around now where they're asking us versus we asking them. Do you love that?
I do. You know, I grew up in a house full of women, so I understand. Yeah.
Right. So all of you listening right now, if there's anything in life that you want to do, I don't care what it is, and if somebody laughs at you or they tell you you can't do it, go for it with everything you got, because one day you'll be laughing at them, right?
Yeah.
So Susie, looks like JB's having an itch to get out there and go fishing. What are you looking for, JB?
I saw a permit today, but it was a little, the sun went in, and so we didn't get it.
And for those of you who don't know, a permit is this fish that can be 30 or 40 or 50 pounds, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, they're like, they're in the jack family, like amberjack and other jacks, but... The other thing about it is they get that big too, but they also, small ones are pretty tasty.
Pretty tasty, yeah, but
every now and then.
You know, get eat yeah, one. Yeah. So, but for a fly fisherman or woman, it probably is the hardest fish to catch, bar none. And so that is what JB really wants to catch while he's here.
Well, and then I did something rather foolish at the time, because a friend of mine and I decided that we wanted to take paddle boards when paddle boards started getting big again, when Laird Hamilton was the one that got them all out there. We decided that we wanted to fish off of paddle boards too. So that's like twice as hard, because you're having to paddle, you're having to balance yourself, you're having to do all that. But when you catch one out of there, it's pretty amazing, because you're on it by yourself. But what you see and how, you know, it's not as much catching as it being out in that natural environment. Just I plug into that. And that's where I get song ideas, or I'm just bopping around, or I'll sit and think of something, or I'm looking at the weather or something. But it always generates something else creative for me, just being out there. And this is a catching in as much as it is just being there and part of it.
Right. So now all of you know a little bit different side of Mr. Jimmy Buffett. If you had to choose between performing or fishing.
Nobody's ever asked me that. Oh, boy.
You have to choose one.
I got to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
I'm not done yet.
You're not done with either of them yet.
No,
are
no,
you? No,
no.
You're not, right?
No.
All right, everybody.
I'm keeping the old man out.
Right. So you parrot heads out there, you watch for JB where he's going to be
next.
Coming back.
Yeah.
He looks fabulous. He looks good. He's getting everywhere where he needs to go. But I thought we would show you just a little bit different side of the Women and Money podcast with
Thanks for having me. I'm the only guest so far.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, nice to see you.
All right,
ladies.
Everybody.
Tight lines. Okay, girls.
All right, everybody. So that was our conversation that we had with JB.
And guess what else? It's not just Christmas today. It's Jimmy's birthday. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
And a very Merry Christmas to all of you. Now you stay safe.
Tight lines.
Bye-bye now. We can't give up.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.